Counter-terrorism experts fear captured Islamic State operative Neil Prakash could radicalise fellow inmates if he's brought back to Australia. Prakash was arrested in Turkey earlier this month and efforts are underway to extradite him back here. He played a key role in Islamic State's propaganda machine and, if he talks, could provide security agencies with valuable information on local terror networks. But there are concerns he could also act as a beacon for young radicals in Australia's prison system and inspire them to act violently. Michael Edwards reports.
If Neil Prakash is brought back to Australia, he'll be kept in maximum security, most likely at the Goulburn Supermax, or even inside a new anti-terror facility authorities are considering constructing at Sydney's Long Bay Prison. His time with Islamic State would give him a high profile and a lot of influence over other inmates.
I have no doubt he'll be a significant influence here in Australia through the prison systems.
That's Dr. Clark Jones, an expert on prison radicalisation at the Australian National University. Prisons have become breeding grounds for extremism, and Dr. Jones says authorities will have a tough time keeping someone like Neil Prakash quiet.
Prison systems are notoriously porous. I don't care whether it's Goulburn Supermax or whether it'll be the new facility they're going to try and build in Long Bay Jail. How will they incarcerate him? How will they stop him passing messages to others? I don't know. It could be more of a risk bringing him back and putting him into our facilities. Trying to manage someone like that is going to be extremely problematic.
It was thought Prakash had been killed in a drone strike earlier this year, but his re-emergence and capture represents a huge opportunity for security agencies. Dr. Leah Farrell is a counter-terrorism expert.
He would have insights into networks going into other countries as well as Australia.
Many other countries are likely to want to interview Prakash, including the US and several Western European nations.
The Western jihadis tended to coalesce together, and the particular, if we want to call it, working group that he associated with was involved in some efforts to incite people to carry out attacks in a number of countries. Now, whether they did that with the permission of their essential instructors, we don't know. But I imagine these are the types of things that authorities will be very interested to ask them.
Australian authorities will have a lot of questions for Neil Prakash. He was a regular at the Alpha Khan Centre in Melbourne before he left for Syria in 2013. Prakash is believed to have had contact with Newman Haider, the radicalised Melbourne teenager who was shot and killed after attacking two police officers. A number of thwarted attacks, including one planned for Anzac Day celebrations in Melbourne, are thought to have had his involvement. Jacinta Carroll heads the Counter-Terrorism Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
Because he's one of the most senior Islamic State individuals to be captured, he may have knowledge of impending plots and attacks elsewhere. You'll note, of course, that the French rolled up a planned plot just in the last couple of weeks. It may be that he has information on other plots that might assist disrupt other potential attacks in other countries.
Jacinta Carroll from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending Michael Edwards' report.